You are listening to the TTP, Detani Talks Parsha, the shir where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. I hope everyone had a wonderful Purim and a wonderful Shushan Purim. I know that we had a fantastic grand old time. We were sailors giving out the chips ahoy, ahoy to the seas, sailing the seas, the ginger ale, and having the saltines and some pretzels. I made a little poem. My wife made the poem and I put it on Canva. We gave it out with the little shalchmanuses. It took me like 2 hours with my kids to set up. We made quite a few to give out around town. But it was a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And, you know, now we come to the later parshiot of Sefer Shemos. And we're looking at Kisisa, when you carry. Of course, we know about the idea how the Bnei Yisrael unfortunately stumble and sin. Even if we say it was the heir of Rav, the people that came with them outside of Mitzrayim, the 3,000 or so people. There were others that joined them, others that fell prey to the idea that Moshe wasn't around. You know, the Satan confused them. According to the commentator, showing Moshe in Shemayim in a coffin, really they just miscalculated by one day. Aaron was trying to delay them, getting people to throw gold into the fire. Of course, the whole image came out, the whole structure came out, and we know what happened there. The question becomes, though, when we look at the phrase, I like to look at the phrase oftentimes, especially on this season, Season 3 of Tani Talks Parsha, the TTP, all available episodes and previous episodes are on all podcast forums, including YidPod and iTunes and Google and the like, as well as all our other shows. You could also join us live on Monday nights for the Tani Talks Radio / Life. And they are available on podcast forums, especially this wonderful Parsha show that we do for Nachum Segal Network on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. If you want to hear it live on the air, the audio segment, or you can listen to us anytime on the different podcasts. But when we think about what we're carrying, what do we carry? How do we carry ourselves? What do we carry in our life? What do we carry in ourselves in our days? How do we go about carrying ourselves around? Do we carry ourselves as avadim of Hashem? Do we carry ourselves around as servants of Hashem, doing Hashem's will, doing Hashem's deeds, and doing Hashem's aspects in life, in society? Do we bring ourselves that we are real carriers of the world, carriers of society, carriers of doing mitzvot and chesed and Torah learning every single day? We might not have hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you're anything like us, a young family, tons and tons of bills, maxing out those cards easily, quickly. You have 3, 4, 5 kids, even 2 or 1 kids in tuition in schools, you know how it is. But it doesn't have to be just about giving the money. How do we carry ourselves? How do we give to ourselves? How do we give to others? How do we give to society? You know, I'm an OT, a pediatric occupational therapist by trade, by nature. And I like to do what I can to give to my students and to give to the educators and the families. Of course, I have the Tani Talks OT show now going on 5 years almost. Around this time, this month, we're about to be at 5 years. We started at 2018. And Baruch Hashem, we're about to be at 5 years and we're in season 6 because that first year I kind of did 2 seasons in 1. But when I talk to people and I give them the idea of the show, the Tani Talks OT show, that's a free resource. We try to give what we can generously, carrying ourselves to be someone who is a giver, someone who can give to others. I can give of my time, even a few minutes every day on weekdays, 5 to 10 minutes, different ideas and suggestions that can help families, that can help educators. When I'm seeing a student and I know he has space issues with his writing, which is a key element we work on with kids in Gen Ed, in regular schools, public schools. I also work in a District 75 school where all the children have special needs, autism or Down syndrome or different conditions and difficulties or disabilities. And that's a whole other ball game. What we try to work on there, we try to help them with many different things, including eating and feeding and dressing and just being able to hold the pencil, hold the crayon, just being able to participate in a task or an activity is a win. But especially in Gen Ed, working in the general ed school, and I see that we have the word issues, I give them to work on a lot of times a popsicle stick, a ice cream popsicle stick. I like it. It's like a little plasticky rubbery. I actually just gave it to one of my students today to take it with him to class, that when he's working and writing, he could hold the popsicle stick in one hand and he could write and then do the next word and then move the stick and do the next word so that his words and his sentences could be nice and spaced. When you carry yourself as someone who wants to give, who wants to do, who wants to be an Eved of Hashem, helping all of his children, all of his kids, whether they be Jewish or not, then it's a mindset to think how we could help others, how we could do for others. Oftentimes I'll carry around many pencil grips for students, and oftentimes I'll see that they're holding the pencil in the wrong way, and I have like 6 extra pencil grips in my bag, and I say, oh, this kid can have it, Sam can have it, obviously not one of the names of my students. So I see that Sam is having difficulties carrying the pencil, holding the pencil. I carry with me in life these extra pencil grips, and I gave it to him, I donated it to him so that he could have it and use it in class. And oftentimes if I have enough, I'll give one for home too, so that they could carry over and transfer over. If you carry yourself as someone who can give to others, who can do for others, who could take care of your students, take care of those around you, then you can involve yourselves in a caring type of lifestyle. We look at the idea of kisisa. When you come, when you carry, when you're involved, how did the Jews carry themselves? What did they do only 40 or so days after receiving the Torah? How could it be they fell so far? When they carried themselves around thinking that Moshe is gone, even though it was a miscalculation, and allowing themselves to be carried away by the antics of the heir of Rav, being swayed by the antics of the heir of Rav, the mixed multitude that came out of Mitzrayim, that was the wrong way to carry themselves. Excuse me, when we are able to carry ourselves in the right way, to do mitzvahs, to do chesed, to do Torah learning every single day, we should be able to look back on the day and say, what did I do good today? How did I carry myself today? I was involved in some mitzvahs and some chesed and some Torah learning. What can I say? How was I going about in the day? I could look back at the end of a long day when I am getting ready for bed and I'm getting ready to doze off. I could say, yes, I did this today. Yes, I did that today. Yes, I carried myself in a way, in a princely way. I wore my yarmulke proudly at work. It's always a debate. Outside of the school, I wear a hat. Inside of the school, I davka, specifically wear a kippah to show them that I'm a religious Jew and hopefully standing for wonderful good things. And if they see that we're able to give and carry ourselves in a certain way, it could become a Kiddush Hashem as well, sanctifying God's name. If we think about how we could carry ourselves, how we could do for others, how we could go about in our lives, we could be generous people, we could be people that could give back. And we could do what we can to donate our time and donate our ideas. I was just thinking the other day in my other school, not in the gen ed school, in the school for the children with special needs, we have a little floor, you know, co-located with a bigger school. And they have this room, they have this little sensory room, this common room that unfortunately is not cutting it. I really don't like how it's holding. I kind of want to take it upon myself as my own pet project, but they tried beforehand, it got ruined, destroyed by kids that had a lot of energy and a lot of ripping tendencies and abilities. So the head teacher, called a unit coordinator, when you're in a 75, each site has a head teacher, basically a head unit coordinator. The head coordinator said that she has this donor's choose. They're working on it, but they have all these ideas, and hopefully that'll get done. I carry myself thinking how we can contribute to the greater whole. What can we do as a whole to benefit the students, to benefit the schools, to benefit others? Of course, when we think of our spouses and our kids, that should be first and foremost. What can we do? How do we carry ourselves to do what we can to help them, to help our families, to help our kids? How do we carry ourselves at home? How do we carry ourselves at life? How do we present ourselves to the world at large, and of course to our spouses and our kids? Don't give to everyone else but your wife and kids. That would be terrible. Chesed and charity and tzedakah starts at home. Always start with your wife and kids first. I would say first wife, then kids, then everybody else. Then make sure to carry yourself in such a way that we see that you're a prime role model to help out others. Your kids should see you being involved in chesed actively. Don't just talk about it, do it. Because more than what they hear, things go in one ear, out the other. More than what they hear, what they see, what you do is what they will do as well. You have to be a prime example. You have to carry yourself as a walking, living example of a role model, being involved in mitzvot, being involved in chesed, and being involved in Torah learning. When they see a Purim, when we're running around the entire community, and it's very difficult because you have a couple of kids, whether you have 1, 2, 3, 4, you should be zoche. Around the whole town, it took us 2 hours to deliver to everybody, and we made sure to go to the Rebbetzin of the founding Rav of the community. We went to the rabbi's house, we went to the assistant rabbi's house, we went to a different rabbi. We don't even go to his shul, we go to a different rabbi, we don't even often go to his shul either. We made sure to go to my son's teacher, my other son's teacher, my daughter's teacher. We made sure to go to our friends, we made sure to go to the head of the school that my boys go to. We carry ourselves in such a way that we want to show our children, show the world that we could be involved in being an Eved of Hashem, nobility, being the soldiers of Hashem, being involved in chesed, being involved in mitzvot, being involved in Torah every single day. That that's the best way to carry yourself when you go on your way. This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.